This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The opposition leader criticizes the Hope housing project, calling it a disaster. Mr. Thorne also questions the allocation of funds to various ministries. A political scientist believes some Barbadians may have been disappointed by the budget. And the U.S. warns that Gaza's entire population is facing acute food insecurity. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne calls the Hope ownership providing energy, or that is the home ownership providing energy or Hope housing project, a disaster. Delivering his budget reply, Mr. Thorne alleged that government plans to do away with the National Housing Corporation and replace it with the Hope project, which he claims has already been paid $60 million while delivering little. He also criticized what he said is a plan by government to hand over 478.2 acres of land to Hope.
Hope has turned to despair for the prospects for housing in Barbados. The total acres of lands to be conveyed to Hope is in the sum of 478.2 acres of this precious Barbadian soil, where the blood of the slaves irrigate the trees and bear sweet fruit. And along comes a private company masquerading with a public status and a parliament of this country. Hands to that private company in masquerade, 478.2 acres. And the people in this country should be pleased. And the people at National Housing Corporation should be pleased that they are to be sent home eventually, because that is what the government will do.
Mr. Thorne also questioned the allocation of funds to various ministries. He raised specific concern over a sum of $188 million that has been allocated to the Prime Minister's office and criticized some of government's overseas trips, querying the outcomes of travel. He believes this sum could be split in half and distributed otherwise.
And it seems to me as if the ministry that deals with welfare is getting less money than the Prime Minister's office. It is wrong to give $188 million to the Prime Minister's office and give $104 million to a department that is dealing with welfare checks. A department that is paying rent for a woman who has two children and no father present in their lives. If the economy is so buoyant, if the place is a buzz, to use the language that the Prime Minister used yesterday, show the poor people of this country, show the middle class people of this country how buoyant this economy is.
In response, Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strachan, made clear how those monies are spent.
But he wants to know what the government spending money on, Prime Minister, official residence, General Management of Coordination Services, sir, under National Defense and Security, General Security, sir, them is the security guards that may go to a government officer. You can see in the gray and the black pants, sir. That we want to cut in half, sir. Barbados Defense Force, sir, he wants us to cut them in half, too. The Integrated Coastal Surveillance System, sir, and the Anti-Corruption Unit. And then under culture, sir, the Barbados National Art Gallery, Creative Economy Initiative, Film Censorship Board, Special Projects, NCF, the library. We don't want people to read in this country no more. You want me to cut that in half, sir.
That's Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs, Ryan Strachan. Political scientist Davron Bruce believes that some Barbadians may be disappointed by the budget presented by Prime Minister in Parliament. Mr. Bruce says his initial reaction to the budget is that while no new taxes were announced, the cost of living is still a concern for Barbadians.
I think many would be somewhat underwhelmed by, I would say, the presentation and what it presented for average Barbadians. No, I think many persons would applaud the fact that there have been no new taxes under this budget, but they believe that the realities for many persons is that taxes have already been high and issues such as cost of living have already been high. So I think average Barbadians were expecting some level of relief as it relates to just cost of their realities on a daily basis, whether it's gas, whether it's food, whether it's, you know, the bills that they have to.
He says there's a major concern with debt.
This is again another year where the government has borrowed almost $1 billion in debt to cover its finances. And the realities are is that although you may not get taxation today, if we do not put this borrowing into good context and into good investment, the taxation will come at some point. So I think that average Barbadians may not have on what they would like in this budget, particularly those looking for relief. Persons concerned about debt, for instance, may very well have not gotten much from this budget.
Political scientist Devron Bruce. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is pleased with government's plan to provide duty-free concessions for operators, particularly for the disabled community. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley in her budget presentation said that a 2018 policy by the Ministry of Finance to grant tax concessions on vehicles for people with disabilities will also be applied to the PSV sector. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, said they welcome the decision.
The Prime Minister yesterday in a budgetary proposal would have made provision for the PSV industry to access duty-free concession for those persons who are going to be bringing in vehicles for the disabled community. And let me say up front, it's something that we welcome. The association started some couple of months ago in working and had meetings with Mr. Edmund Pinson along with his team to look at how best we as an association can work with the disabled community to provide proper transportation for them. Because over time, you have heard of the disability community have to pay as much as $400 a day to transport their persons from one place to the next.
As chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, welcomes the budgetary proposals, but believes the renewable energy project needs urgent attention. Speaking during a post-budget forum hosted by the Chamber of Commerce and Industry and PricewaterhouseCoopers, Mr. Clark raised concern that around $60 million is currently tied up in projects awaiting installation.
Is the restarting of the renewable energy market, which is currently stalled due to the lack of storage capacity on the grid. We understand that the government, specifically the Ministry of Energy and Business, is actively engaged in the procurement of such battery storage, whilst the Barbados Light and Power Company is still awaiting a decision from the Fair Trading Commission regarding their Clean Energy Transition Rider application, which will allow them to recover the costs associated with the green energy transition, including the purchase of storage batteries. At present, there is about $60 million Barbados dollars tied up in completed renewable energy projects awaiting the installation of storage batteries so that they can be connected to the grid. The time is of the essence to procure these storage systems, to restart the market, and to meet Barbados's clean energy transition goals.
As president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, has urged families to crack down on relatives engaged in criminal activities as law enforcement authorities seek to stem the rise in murders there. Speaking at a soil-turning ceremony for a housing project in El Dorado East, Dr. Rowley also criticized the justice system in the country. Over the weekend, at least 12 people were shot and killed at various locations, including 5 people who were murdered when gunmen fired indiscriminately in a housing project just on the outskirts of the capital. A police officer was among those killed during the incident on Saturday. And finally, Gaza's 2 million people are experiencing severe levels of acute food insecurity. This is according to the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, who stated that this was the first time an entire population had been so classified. Mr. Blinken called on Israel to prioritize providing those in need or providing for those in need. UN agencies have said that North Gaza could face famine by May without a pause in the fighting and a surge in aid. Recapping the headlines. Opposition leader criticizes the Hope Housing Project, calling it a disaster. Mr. Thorne also questions the allocation of funds to various ministries. A political scientist believes some Barbadians may have been disappointed by the budget. And the U.S. warns that Gaza's entire population is facing acute food insecurity. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News and Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.